Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum are neck and neck in the polls in the run-up to the Michigan Republican primary. But Romney seems to have an edge with one group in Michigan, Roman Catholic voters. Santorum, meanwhile, leads with Protestant and evangelical Christian voters there, even though Santorum is Catholic. NPR's Sonari Glinton found out why.
Rick Santorum doesn't shy away from letting people know he's a man of faith. Here he is in Lincoln Park, Michigan, on the eastern part of the state.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. It is great to be here at a Knights of Columbus Hall on a Friday during Lent. How can you do better than that?
The Knights of Columbus is a fraternal service group, sort of like a Catholic version of groups like the Shriners. Rick Santorum is a member, and his faith is a central theme in his campaign.
You know, I'm a Catholic, and I'm told that one of the responsibilities of the church is to care for those who are the least among us. And I believe that. And that's a real responsibility for all of us.
According to a public policy poll, Santorum's faith and image as a family man helped give him double-digit leads in Michigan with Protestants, evangelicals, and those who consider themselves very conservative, though some national polls differ. In the same poll, Romney, who's Mormon, leads the field with moderates, somewhat conservative voters, and Catholics.
So there's a lot of complexity there. Religion and politics often line up, but they don't always correlate perfectly.
John Green is a professor of political science at the University of Akron. He says you can think of Catholicism on a continuum.
There is what we might call the orthodoxy of religious beliefs. And someone like Senator Santorum is a very orthodox Catholic in terms of religion. He holds very closely to the traditional teachings of the church.
That continuum moves from very traditional to non.
Some Catholic conservatives or liberals, for that matter, may be turned off by a fellow parishioner or a Catholic candidate who is self-consciously traditionalist.
Green says until the 60s, regardless of where Catholics stood on that continuum, they tended to vote as a group for Democrats. But as Catholics, many of whom were recent immigrants, began to assimilate and become more accepted, their views on politics began to splinter. And you can see that diversity of thought at almost any parish.
Four fried fish, one shrimp, and a pizza?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Few things say Midwestern Roman Catholic like a Lenten Friday night fish fry. At St. William's Parish in Walled Lake, Michigan, nearly 1,000 parishioners and their friends are lined up for fried fish, shrimp, and cheese pizza.
But it's endless refills, so you can literally let the fat kid inside of you out and eat as much as you want.
Katie Goebel's father runs the fish fry, but she's not just here for the fish. She's also here to see the candidate, in this case, Rick Santorum. She hasn't made up her mind who to vote for, but her faith will play a role.
It does, I will admit, it does play a big role on issues like on contraception, abortion, things like that. But other things like marriage and all that, I'm sort of up in the air. You know, people more my generation, we're seeing like things like gay marriage and stuff like that is okay.
Jan and Tom Artusian both attend Mass regularly, and they're both undecided.
I think we have to focus on the economy and jobs.
Jobs and economy, no doubt.
I really think that that's what we have to focus on. I think that the religious issues, I think that right now is taking a back step because I think we're in such dire straits right now.
John Green, the professor, says Catholics vote in many ways like other groups. Electability trumps faith, at least at this stage. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Walled Lake, Michigan.